Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
All Access with the host of the Off the Field show Tuesday night at Mineo's Pizza House in Allison Park, and the great CBS Sports sideline reporter, Aditi Kinkabwala, back with us. All right, Aditi, have you seen or heard any of the Roethlisberger podcast?
Today?
No, just in general.
Oh, in general, sure. I've definitely seen clips that have been shared. I have not watched it start to finish, okay. I will say that. But I have seen clips, certainly things that have been blown up or things that have been personally shared with me.
Okay.
Why?
No, well,
are you going to be a guest?
Not yet. I've not gotten the invite yet. No, I'm still.
Are you expecting an invite, though?
I am not.
You...
No.
Oh.
I'm not.
Hmm.
That's okay.
Is that because you made so much of the fact that Pomp didn't get any snacks?
Well, then Kiesel did that, too. So I don't think.
Wait a minute. Kiesel didn't get any snacks either?
He confirmed there were no snacks, and he was very disappointed by that. Yeah. This is not him going to Mineo's and getting, what are those rice balls called again?
Arancini.
Arancini.
Everybody at Mineo's. Just so you know, you cut Edmund Nelson, who bailed us out yesterday because, of course, the Steelers landed in the wee hours of the morning Tuesday, and it was a hard ask to get somebody in there. The great and wonderful Edmund Nelson, who played for the Steelers and has been a uniform inspector and, of course, run an insurance agency for a long time. Came, we had a great time. He ate food there. He took food home to his beautiful wife. Mm. I mean, yeah, we have snacks. So we have that on the Ben Roethlisberger.
Okay,
podcast.
So he watched the Colts game with Pouncey. That was this week's podcast.
Okay.
Ben and Pouncey watched the game together. So all what right. ended up happening here was that Pouncey actually ended up stealing the show. Pouncey was the guy that was the star of this podcast episode. And so I'm going to play a few of these clips for you, Aditi, and we're going to start with Pouncey talking about the state of the Steelers' offensive line. Pouncey on his bread and butter offensive line play.
I think they got some good young talent, bro, but I also think with that, man, guys with O linemen, you got to play together a while. And if you don't have a top franchise quarterback that played a long time, then you got to grow together. Ben made us look a lot better earlier because he was already the best at what he did. So now, like, these guys, this kid here is probably going to be really good at Pickens, but now you got a young line that's all trying to, like, learn it. You're putting it together. You're bringing in free agents. Sometimes the free agent thing, I don't really agree with, unless it's, like a really, like, legit player that can come in and, like, kind of, like, be with the younger group because they'll come in with their attitude already.
Sure.
It's hard to, like, coach them a little bit, you know what I mean? And then they bring off, like, this, like, aroma to that passes it down to, like, the other linemen, and the other linemen start acting that way. And it's just kind of breaks apart the team a little bit. But, yeah, I just think that you got to mold them together a little bit longer. And then you got to have a good old line coach, like, and they're hard to come by. Like, when Mike Munchak, and I tell people this all the time, Kugler was awesome. Really, really great coach. And he had us blocking really well in his scheme, and he did a great job of coaching. But Mike Munchak was elite.
Okay, so this is a call from Pouncey to keep these guys together and let them grow together. I see that as a big risk. I see that as he's saying continuity is the most important thing on the line.
Yeah, but I don't think Marquise, let me just speak for Marquise right here. I don't think he's saying that these five, I think he's just talking in general, you need cumulative reps. Look, I was with the Miami Dolphins this weekend. A year ago, that Dolphins line was as maligned as could be. Three of the five starters on the Dolphins line are the same as the guys that were starting a year ago. But here's what Mike McDaniel did. every single snap in practice was the five that he chose together. And that's it. It was no mixing them in and out. It was no like, okay, this guy will play in this game and this guy will play on this practice and this guy will do this. It was these five are the five I'm going with, and they are taking every single rep together as five. And look at the effects of that. This was as maligned. Sorry, I'm at the school bus stop. This was as maligned as a
did
line.
You receive the, hey, mom, was that intended for you?
Yeah, that one was for me. Yes.
Wow.
That and while we're talking about Steelers offensive linemen, not to name drop, but on Sunday, my family came with me to Miami. So we didn't hang out with the Pouncies because they were a bit further away. We did hang out with the Villanuevas. And Al, who looks like a wide receiver, not like a left tackle,
okay,
was apparently running flag football in his backyard and trying to make it as equal as possible so that every child had an equal chance at scoring a touchdown. Don't you wish you could have seen that?
Ben said he was the quarterback in his son's birthday flag football game, and he felt honored because finally someone wanted him to play quarterback this year. He actually said that on the podcast. I wish I had that clip ready.
That's a cute line, right?
Because Colbert and Tomlin did not want him.
But to go back to this one right here, let's just say Pouncey is right. It is about cumulative reps. You look at the greatest lines in history, or you look at the Steelers line. That was so great. I'm going to do this again. Al Villanueva, Ramon Foster, Marquise Pouncey, David DeCastro, Marcus Gilbert. How many games did those guys play together? It is indeed about logging time together, but that doesn't necessarily mean these five are the five you have to go with.
It is a cautionary tale about free agents, and we've heard Tomlin bring up the same thing about free agents. They come in with their own philosophies and beliefs, and it's not what we instill in these guys. You don't know. I mean, Pouncey is
parroting
that.
Yeah, but that's where you have to count on your pro-personal – obviously he is, because he spent his time in one organization – where there's one guiding philosophy that we grow and we develop our own, and we don't go out and get other guys. Sure, until you do, like a Minkah Fitzpatrick, who's fit in perfectly. This is where you need a pro personnel department that you really, really, truly believe in. You need scouts who know what your guiding organizational philosophy is, who fits and who doesn't. I mean, I could give you a gazillion examples of free agents who have slid in fabulously with different clubs. And
I actually think the free agents on the Steelers offensive line have been their two best players this year, Daniels and Cole. I think
it's
internal guys that have struggled.
The job that Mason Cole is doing. Yeah, seriously. And the steadying force that Cole has been, how smart he is.
The hub of information.
What he brought to that team. Exactly.
Yeah. All right, so here's one more from Pouncey. He wanted to give a certain Steelers coach some love, but Roethlisberger wasn't having it.
Yeah, that's a good drive.
See, shout out to Matt Canada. Give Matt some love.
He's looking for the camera. I'm sorry. I'm not laughing at
bro,
the shout out to Matt Canada.
I know Matt been taking it this year, bro. I seen Matt at the hotel, bro. I felt bad for Matt, bro. Matt, great dude, bro.
That's a good drive. Fans always got to blame someone. Yeah, bro, right? They always got to blame someone.
I'm blaming Matt, too. Ben left, man. Forget it, Matt. It's your fault, man. It's 12-0 right now, but it's still your fault.
Right.
I have a fan question.
You know what I have to say that's really funny about this? I had this almost exact same conversation with Al on his boat Sunday night.
Again, congratulations
on
all your success.
He said also that he really liked Matt Canada.
Well, why didn't the quarterback say, I agree with you, he is a good guy? I think he does get too much blame. Where's that in that
clip? I don't know. But, I mean, there's a second lineman saying that he actually liked Matt Canada. But, hey, what has Ben really...
Bruce Arians.
About a coordinator.
Bruce Arians.
So there you go. How many coordinators ago is that?
He also liked Fichtner. He also liked Coach Randy. He also would go to bat for Coach Randy all the time. He had a nice rapport with Randy, who has been out of coaching ever since.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the US. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Pickett, after his first road victory, a good time and place to get it in Indianapolis on Monday Night Football in front of a captive audience, describing a very good and very crucial throw to make it a 7-point game to finish up a drive that featured some very good and very crucial throws. He is also PFF's reigning best graded quarterback of Week 12. It's All Access with Aditi here on the PM team. All right, Aditi, I'll cut right to the chase here. No beating around the bush. What did you think of Kenny Pickett's performance?
I just thought that he continued to show that he is getting better every single week. I thought he continued to show that no moment is too big for him. I really loved what he showed in the fourth quarter, using Pony's favorite word, his moxie, his fight, the three and outs didn't cow him in any way at all. And I loved, loved, loved that throw to Pickens on the 2-point conversion. I just thought that, I don't know, it just looked really, really big time to me.
The one that happened earlier in that drive that obviously everyone has cited that especially looked good once you saw the view from the end zone, Aditi, and saw how much he led Pickens and was throwing it, believing his guy would be at the spot when he needed to be there, is that 3rd and 9 play. We all talk about that stuff because this is what we do. We analyze every play, especially when it's a rookie quarterback. We're going over everything he says and does with a fine-tooth comb. Do actual players, in your experience talking to them, latch on to plays like that and remember things like that as real growth moments? Do guys cite that to you? Have they ever cited that to you? Oh, hey, I know when I did this, I started to feel like I was really getting it.
I think more so than the player saying, I did this and that set me up, it's his teammates. And I'll give you another example, just because I was in Miami this week. Obviously, Tua, and this is what I keep saying to you, is that you have to have patience. You have to have patience with quarterbacks. Jalen Hurts was allegedly a bust. He's now an MVP candidate. Tua was allegedly a bust. He's now an MVP candidate. So much of this story with Tua is the way that Mike McDaniel had to rebuild him, rebuild his confidence, design an offense that really played to all his strengths in some ways. But I asked Mike McDaniel in our production meeting on Saturday, when was sort of like the moment that you think Tua and his teammates kind of got it? Like that belief was still there. Because even though Mike McDaniel saw it, I think that, okay, so let me go back. Mike McDaniel believed in Tua before Tua believed in himself again. That's how beat down Tua was. So I asked McDaniel, when do you think Tua kind of started really seeing, okay, this is the truth? And he said it was an OTA. And it was in the spring at some point, and it was a play with the defense had a cover zero. It was, I think, a 3-by-1, and Tua just makes this 70-yard throw, and every single teammate's jaw drops. And the way that Mike McDaniel said it is that a coach can sit here and say it as much as he wants to. An agent can say it as much as he wants to. But at the end of the day, you know if your teammates believe in you. And when you make a play like that and you see your teammates' response to something like that, it means more than anything else. And so I totally think that Kenny's teammates seeing him step up in a moment like that, not be bowed at all by being down or by the three and outs, not being afraid by the stage and making throws like that. You know, it's one thing for Mike Tomlin to say he can make all the throws. It's one thing for Matt Canada to say he can make all the throws. But his teammates seeing him make some of those throws that we kind of go lights out over, well, that counts for a lot.
Aditi, I want you to hear this one too. I'm sure you've probably heard it by now. This is the other thing that was cited on that final drive as being a big step in the Kenny Pickett growth process by pretty much everybody, including, again, as you said just there, teammates. This is Pickett on the actual go-ahead touchdown.
Coach T puts a lot of confidence, you know, in myself, just, you know, asks me what I like, what I don't like. I feel like that play, watching from tape, you know, simple play, but something I feel like other teams weren't doing that I think if we had gave it a shot, I think we could have been successful. You know, we were in four down territory, you know, so we're going to go for it again on the next play if we didn't get it. I felt real confident with that play and, you know, real happy we got in the end zone.
Mason Cole sang his praises for that. How significant should people feel that is, that he's dealing with Mike Tomlin in those terms and they're letting him have a little autonomy as far as his sort of process is concerned?
That's a statement on the coach that Mike Tomlin is. I mean, you think about every single snap decision a quarterback has to make at any given moment. You have to empower your quarterback. You can't hamstring him. You can't have him playing scared. You can't have him playing nervous. And then, like, duh, if he feels good, you want your quarterback to run a play that he feels good about. That's why every coach, every play caller, every quarterback meets on Friday and runs through the plays that they really like, that they run through the red zone plays. I mean, any team that you're around will have this conversation. This just came up with the Browns as well. I'm talking about the Dolphins. Okay, let's talk about the Browns. Jacoby Brissett throws that ball to David Njoku. I'm sure you've seen this. And the story coming out of that is Brissett says when all the quarterbacks, when Josh Dobbs and Deshaun Watson and Jacoby Brissett and Kellen Mond are in the room with Kevin Stefanski and Alex Van Pelt, the great Pitt quarterback, of course, when they're all sitting there and talking about their red zone plays, Brissett was like, yeah, I'm not sure I really love this play. And Watson and Dobbs and AVP are telling him, no, this is a really good play. And if Njoku has this matchup, this is what it is. Every great team, every great offense has that. There is that communication. Every great coach empowers his quarterback to have the ability to make calls like that. Again, like, none of this is rocket science. This is all the way that you want to see it working. Mm-hmm. These are the things that you want to be seeing happen.
Aditi, let me ask you this one.
I don't know. I think that, like, we're just not giving him enough credit. You know, like, he is.
No, I think he played his. I think he played his best game.
Be a rookie who gets better every single week.
No, I thought he played his best game.
Yeah, which is what you want. You want him getting better every single week. Hope that this week he again plays his best game.
Yeah, I think it's funny that Mike Tomlin is, like, so exasperated that people are going to continue to ask him after every game about Pickett's development. Like, that's not the A1 story concerning this team. It obviously is. But I did think his answer made sense when he actually answered the question right after the game. You've been around rookie quarterbacks in this division. You've seen guys who had even higher draft pedigree. When you think about some of those guys in their rookie seasons this far into their career as an NFL starter, now 7 games, how do you compare Pickett to other guys you've covered as far as how far along he seems relative to them?
You know, I don't know that that's really – I hate to hedge on that, but how is that fair? I mean, Lamar Jackson came in and he went undefeated as a rookie starter when he replaced Joe Flacco. And part of that was because we'd never seen anybody play the way that Lamar Jackson played. And the Ravens completely ripped up their offense and were doing something so crazy, and people didn't know how to really prepare for it. And then finally, when the Chargers actually saw it twice in 3 weeks, they had an answer for it in the playoffs. So it's hard to compare him. Joe Burrow, yeah, Joe Burrow's pedigree is totally different. In the sense that, I mean, he was the number one overall pick and expectations were extremely high. But what did Joe Burrow have around him? I don't, you know, like.
What about like a Mayfield who had the rookie touchdown record for a minute? Like, I think about the way he started in Cleveland coming in.
Baker had more, yeah.
And I'm more, Aditi, when I ask you this, I don't, I'm sorry. I don't.
No, but remember, wait. Go ahead. Okay.
When I ask it, I mean just the, you know, when you kind of observe the way that those guys were talked about by their teammates. I'm more not even asking like the production, because I know that's not fair. Lamar comes in, saves Harbaugh's job. Baker does put up very gaudy numbers for a rookie. Burrow was what he was with a horrible team around him. We know what year two looked like, but you are also around those teams, and you obviously know what people here on the team and on the coaching staff are saying about Pickett. Like, do you sense that you're getting even more optimism here than maybe you were in those places? Like here right now, they think he's doing things that they are really trying to almost contain themselves in their enthusiasm for.
I don't, you know what I love? I don't think it's more, it's not less. I think that it's equivalent in some ways. And here's what I'll say. I'll reference Al again. And I really should have asked Al if I could reference all of this, but actually, I shouldn't reference him on this, but we were talking about playing with Lamar, and he was talking about just why he loved Lamar as a teammate, and how Lamar was a guy that every day in his locker, there would literally be 30 guys surrounding him around his locker. Kenny, to me, is that kind of guy. People love being around Kenny Pickett. He's a very, very natural leader. He's an easy guy to like. There's not an ego to him. There's not a fear in stepping around him. There's, you know, this is a guy that has been counted out a million times and has worked for everything. He doesn't come in here with, you know, a silver spoon in any way. And I think that facing the quote unquote adversity of people already talking about the Steelers drafting another quarterback next year and already calling him a bust and denigrating his interceptions without really actually looking at the interceptions. I mean, of the interceptions, there's really maybe only two are actually boneheaded and bad. You know, I'm not going to blame him for a Hail Mary. There's, you know, maybe one against Miami was bad. And then I think in that first game, the one perhaps to Freiermuth was maybe he just threw the ball a little bit late. But again, I've referenced this to you guys. The year before Eli Manning won his second Super Bowl, he threw 25 picks. And you go back through those 25 interceptions and more than half of them weren't actually on him. It's just that people love to talk, oh, this guy's a turnover machine. Oh, this guy doesn't know how to take care of the ball. Oh, this guy's a bust. Oh, this guy. And you're not considering anything around him. Does he have a run game? Does he have a defense that's playing well? Does he have a line that's protecting? You know, so to me right now, I think the biggest things are you a teammate that your teammates are getting behind? Because so much of being a quarterback is being a Pied Piper. So much of being a quarterback is being a leader. Are you a guy that your teammates are believing in? And are you getting better every week? And sometimes the getting better, we have to trust the coaches to tell us that in their discernment, in their judgment, in the things that they're looking at, they are indeed seeing progress.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All Access with Aditi is brought to you by Net Experts, celebrating 20 years of excellence. Pickett's Points next hour. And the Hawk Report with Jeff Hathorn live from Steelers headquarters after a busy day. Two Steelers did not practice this afternoon. One of them was Witherspoon, still dealing with that hamstring injury that won't go away. Najee, the other, they're calling it an oblique injury. A new injury for TJ Watt. We've known about pec. We've known about knee. Now ribs. No, not the ribs that Edmund Nelson used to like to eat during Steelers preseason games. Rib injury for Watt, limited. So he is now an operation board of injuries this year. Ribs for TJ Watt.
He didn't look good walking off the field on Monday.
He didn't look good playing in the game.
You know what?
Monday,
he just didn't look himself. Yeah, he just seemed a little bit slower than I'm used to seeing him. I've got a question about Najee. On the injury report, it just says Najee.
Oh, the website says oblique. Oh, you mean like what they put out about him? Like
No.
They just listed him as Najee?
Yeah, no, yeah, like everybody's name. Yeah, if you look at everybody else's name, it's a first and a last name. That he is just Najee.
I think he is one of the athletes in town where more fans, if they're going to use one name, first or last name, they go first name with him over last name. That's my observation. Maybe because there's another famous running back from here with the last name Harris. Najee is
like
so unique. Yep, same thing. Well, that's because no one can pronounce the last name for Tua correctly. It's too much of a tongue twister. It's like the quarterback at Clemson.
Tonga Vailoa. You know what? It's just one of those things. As soon as you learn it, it's really easy. Tonga Vailoa.
Tongue?
Come on, say it after me.
Like what
say
I stick out of my mouth? Tonga Vailoa? Tongue.
Yes.
Okay. Got it.
Yeah, there you go. Tonga Vailoa.
Speaking of your
CBS. That wasn't so bad.
No, I'll forget it though. Speaking of your CBS assignments, we're very interested in how you're doing getting ready for the return of Deshaun Watson, because this is probably the biggest story in the NFL this week, his return. It's back in Houston. There's already reports that some of the women who he settled with out of court are going to attend the game. I don't know if that means they're taking in signs or protesting outside the game, but they're going to be involved. Like, you want... See, this is so tough journalistically for you, Didi, because, and I'm guessing CBS, people are tuning in at 1 o'clock to watch a football game, but there's a bigger story adjacent to the football game. So how do you balance that in a broadcast?
I mean, that's exactly the issue. We had a meeting for an hour, our crew, our producer, our director, play-by-play analyst, myself, for an hour. We met yesterday. I don't know that we felt great about it. We'll have another meeting. I had a long conversation with our head of news today. Tomorrow we're all meeting again with all the bosses to sort of talk through it, because yes, people want football, and yes, there are certainly football pieces to this story. Here's a guy who hasn't played the game of football in 700 days. Here's a guy that a team gave up 7 draft picks and 3 first round picks for, who is expected to be a savior for a franchise that hasn't had a franchise quarterback in who knows how long, if ever, never. You know, all of those things are stories, but how do you say any of that outside the context of why he hasn't played in 700 days? But do people really want that, or do they want a game? And then to your point, you know, the NFL certainly, when fans were chanting MVP at Tua this past weekend, of course we mentioned it in our broadcast, but when the fans will be chanting in Houston, because they will be chanting, they were chanting in Jacksonville and chanting off-color things, we certainly can't say what they're chanting, but do we mention it?
I was going to ask you that. Do you feel like it's your job as a sideline reporter? Is it your? Do you think it's your job to let the viewer know that that's happening?
I mean, I think that that's part of this is a news story. And that's where we have to figure out if the Cleveland Browns bus is driving through a massive protest. Mm-hmm. If someone runs on the field with signage referencing Deshaun Watson, if the women in, if the 10 women that have accused Deshaun Watson of sexual misconduct that their attorney is saying are coming to this game, unfurl some sort of signage from the suite that their attorney has said. I don't know how you completely ignore it, but I also think if you're a fan of football, at some point, you know, like I've certainly heard from some Cleveland Brown fans that just have fatigue over this. You know, like we just want to watch a game. But isn't this part of the environment of the game? And we normalize in the NFL, there are indeed athletes that at a certain point have become normalized, despite mm-hmm. some off the field things. Ray Lewis, Tyreek Hill. I can keep going. I won't keep going. But I mean, even Ben Roethlisberger, there were things off the field. And at some point, it stops being a part of the story or context or narrative around that player. But this is this guy's first game back in a city that he wanted out of even before all of this mess. Mm-hmm. I mean, this is a guy that was supposed to be a franchise quarterback in Texas. I just talked to Pep Hamilton. Pep Hamilton took the job in Houston thinking that Deshaun Watson was going to be his quarterback. And then all of a sudden, all of this blows up. So I don't know. I, you know, it's funny. I literally was just having this conversation with a former colleague of mine at the NFL Network where I said, you know, everybody gets excited for a big moment mm-hmm. and you love the big stage. I don't know that I'm really excited.
I was just going to ask you that question.
I'm just wary.
Like, let me give you a hypothetical. Let's say the Browns are coming into the stadium and you find out from the Browns that for the NFL today, they're going to give you 3 minutes with Deshaun Watson as he, when he arrives in the stadium. Would you even want that 3 minute interview?
Well, here's what the problem is, right, Andrew? Because I went through this in the preseason.
But this is going to go out to a big,
interviewed him.
This is going to go out to a huge audience. You know, that's you talked to him before Browns preseason game for the Browns TV broadcast, right? That was just a local Browns thing, right? Well, I guess she's gone. Maybe CBS or maybe the Browns or maybe Deshaun Watson's people pulled the plug there. I don't know. I thought that was going places. Oh, she's back. She back, Donnie? She's good? Aditi, can you hear me?
Yeah, I feel like Big Brother must be listening to us.
I know. I thought the same thing.
Me that question.
No, but I was just trying to clarify.
I didn't hang up on you. I promise.
The interview with Deshaun Watson in the preseason was for the Browns TV broadcast. It was not for CBS.
Well, it was for It was for the local station that carries the Browns preseason game.
Yeah,
and that was extremely heavily negotiated. I had just to recap again for anybody who wasn't sort of part of that. I had asked for an interview as a reporter for CBS, just like Real Sports or the Pivot podcast or a million other people had asked for such an interview. I was obviously told no way, but then wearing this other hat where I was a sideline reporter for the Browns preseason games, I said, how are we handling this? Because when he goes in there and it's his first football action in a year and a half, he's going to come off the field. Anybody else that comes off the field, I talk to them. Mm-hmm. Jacoby Brissett, Myles Garrett, whatever. What, are we just going to ignore that the guy's playing football for the first time? So then I'm told, yeah, okay, you can interview him on the sideline, but it can only be football questions. And I say, there's no way in heck I'm only asking him football questions. So then it was this whole dance of, okay, you can have three questions as an arrival interview, essentially, or a departure interview, just before he gets on the bus to go to the stadium. Mm-hmm. And there was no winning pony. That's the thing, you know, like there's no nuance in this. So when you ask me, would I want 3 minutes as a journalist? Heck yeah, I want the 3 minutes. Of course I want the 3 minutes. I have a million questions. It's just not going to happen because they're not going to give it to us. And I think the other issue, they're not going to give it to anybody. The other issue is that he still has a civil case that is alive. There is still Actually, there are two. There are two civil cases. There's one that's the original attorney who represented the 23 women, the 30 women that settled with the Texans, the 23 that settled with Deshaun Watson, or the 24 that settled with him. That attorney still has one client who has written a first-person piece saying that she is not going to settle. And then there is another case that was brought in October via another attorney. So Deshaun Watson can continue to sort of hide behind the fact that he's still facing legal action in these civil cases, not criminal, civil. And so therefore he has to be very limited in what he says. And so that's the trouble in all of this too. Like, no one's going to be satisfied. Even if he were to talk, no one's going to be satisfied.
Yeah.
In what he has to say.
Does it?
I don't know. How would you handle it? Pony, how would you, if you're a fan, actually, this is perfect right here. You're a fan of one of these two teams, or you're a football fan. How do you want it handled?
Well, you can't ask it that way because every fan base is different. If I'm a Texans fan, I want you asking them hard questions. I want you grilling them. I want you asking them.
No, I mean, how do you want it talked about in a broadcast?
I'd like it probably brought up early in the game if they're parts of the game in terms of like the fan reception and what protesters and stuff are doing and it's happening during the game. I want coverage of that. As a talk show host, I want to be able to tell people the next day that that happened and get their feelings on it. So, yeah, I don't want it ignored. I don't want it, like, left out. I think that actually makes...
So you address the issues. You address the story of it early in the game.
Yep.
You move on to the football part.
But then if it enters back into the arena...
the football part,
yes.
Correct.
Because I think it makes...
you have to absolutely mention
it. I think it makes CBS look bad if there's the appearance that they're trying to ignore it. Like, I think ESPN... Chris and I talked about this with Florio last week. ESPN looked like crap with the Kugler situation. They knew that a coach got sent home, but they didn't want to address it on Monday Night Football pregame, during the game, or postgame with the former Steelers offensive line coach because they were celebrating football going to Mexico and they didn't want that to rain on the parade. So as soon as the game was over, then they told everybody what had happened. So that, I think, if you're going to try to be objective and try to cover the game fairly and try to give fans what they deserve, which is information to make up their own minds and opinions, I think you have to include that stuff. If you're doing it the objective way.
I mean, I completely agree with you. My question or my concern is Deshaun Watson, let's take out every other piece of it and let's just talk about Deshaun Watson as a quarterback and as a leader. He is a demonstrative leader. He is a guy on a sideline who is talking to his wide receivers, who's encouraging his bench, who is very involved as a sideline reporter.
I want you to report on that. I want to know how those guys are reacting to him. I'd be interested in that. He's gone for the first 11 weeks. We know what he's been accused of. Are his rah-rah messages
acclimated back to the team again? But yes, but then do you have to put in, see, and this is why I say there's no winning. We can do all of it in the beginning of the show, in the beginning of the game. We can lay out that Deshaun Watson comes in here having faced this over the last 2 years, still facing this, whatever.
Yep.
My fear is taken out of context. I give you a 20-second hit. Deshaun Watson pulled aside Anthony Schwartz after that drop. He went through with him how he could have perhaps gotten past that pick a little bit cleaner and had a millisecond more to get a cleaner catch. Someone's going to sit here and only catch that 20-second report and say, oh, she's normalizing him as a leader.
I get all that. Yep. You're right. Do you expect that you and Matt are going to go see the movie Cocaine Bear in theaters when it comes out? Is that going to be a date night for the Kinkabwala family?
Are you offering to babysit for me?
No, because I'm going to be there for
it's
the premiere.
It's not the Kinkabwala family.
Well, you know that. Right? I know.
Oh,
that.
Do you
it's
need,
the word Janus family.
Sure. Do you need to be invited
to the Cocaine Bear premiere? We're already going. I'm basically asking you if you guys want to tag along because Donnie, Chris, and I are already going to be there with bells on, VIP for Cocaine Bear.
When?
When's it come out, Donnie?
When?
February of 2023.
Okay, so we got to wait till after the Super Bowl. We should have nice. Easy
great.
Schedules.
Awesome. Okay, so I have time to get a babysitter. Anybody listening, if you're available to babysit,
does that appeal to you? Based on a true story, bear does cocaine, goes on a rampage. And Ray Liotta,
I mean,
is the man.
If you're telling me you think it's really if you're telling me that it's fascinating and
Ray Liotta is the man.
Maybe I have an open mind.
In his swan song, it's his last movie. It's his job to put a stop to Cocaine Bear. Ray Liotta, Goodfellas.
I mean, I think just to
Field
honor
of Dreams.
Ray. Yeah, I mean, exactly. I'm a big fan of Ray Liotta's, so it's almost to honor his last work.
I would agree. Malzi is right there nodding along as well. All right, Aditi. We'll talk again next week. Enjoy Houston.
All right, thanks.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.